As Republicans look ahead to the next session of Congress and their new majorities, Democrats are forced to look back at the 2014 midterm elections to try to learn what went wrong. Democratic Party and their candidates went into the elections with the mantra of war on women against the GOP, and their expected 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton giving speeches and support to a long list of Democratic candidates, yet obviously none of that worked. Here to discuss these matters is the news director for the Tea Party News Network, columnist for townhall.com, as well as christianpost.com, and author of the book Roar, The New Conservative Woman Speaks Out, Scotty Nell Hughes. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. And you set that up perfectly. I mean, you are such a talent. You would have thought you would have read that. But I know you had that all off the top of your mind. Congratulations.
Yes, I can remember all those facts and figures, but introduce me to someone, and 2 minutes later I'm asking, hey, what's her name again?
I'm from the South. We go, you know, here in New Jersey, you remember names. In the South, we go, honey, darling, sweetheart. I don't know half the people that are my own family's names, much less people that I just met 2 minutes ago.
That's going to be fun for you for Thanksgiving, but be that as it may, roarloud.com, ScottyNellHughes.com, Scotty's place is on the web. But when you look at Democrats and midterm election 2014, talk about a Titanic sinking two times. That's pretty much what they faced.
I know. I think the president called it, what, shellacking is the word? In fact, I think that's going to be my new coin phrase, shellacking. Thank you, President Obama. You know, here's the funny thing. Okay, do you remember in 2008 and in 2012, after the Republicans lost so bad, do you remember literally the public filleting that we got by the media and by the Democrats?
Oh, yeah.
They sliced it saying, you guys lost because you're racist. You guys lost because you're homophobes. You lost because you hate women. You hate animals. You hate trees. You hate, hate, hate. I mean, every single one of us were painted to be these haters. So here we go. We go into 2014 elections. They lose even more than we did. And yet, do you see that public filleting happening right now on every major lamestream media outlet?
No, we're pretty much hearing how stupid the voters are.
And it's the two-thirds that stayed home that voted that are actually the people that, you know, President Obama represents. So that's what you're hearing. But that doesn't mean it's not happening internally. That's one thing. You know, the Democrats do have a couple things going for them. And one thing is they know how to keep their stinky house in their stinky house. And you know behind the scenes they're going, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton, she was supposed to be basically the coronated queen. They had already printed the bumper stickers, I'm sure. She was just going to basically go in to the 2016, and to their credit, that gave them a heads up. I mean, they definitely had her advance in the polls. But almost every single race she campaigned in, like you said, in 2014, lost, except New Hampshire, and it's New Hampshire. They're going to be frozen anyways, no offense. So you sit there and they go, wait a minute, she's not this powerful, untarnished thought like her husband is, which is really funny to sit there and think about that a man that almost got impeached is supposed to be the golden child of the Democratic Party.
So
who are we going to be dealing with then? And they're looking at their other options. So we have Elizabeth, I have no idea what tribe I'm from, Warren. Andrew, where's my drone, Cuomo?
Right.
Or Joe, it's Christmas every day for those of us in conservative media, Biden.
Although I have to correct you one thing, Scotty. Technically, Bill Clinton was impeached.
Okay, he was impeached, right, but not actually kicked out of office.
Exactly. The Senate didn't follow through with their part of the bargain. So.
Well, that happens. And unfortunately, that's the one thing you have. Now we have to go, okay, for the next 2 years, what are they doing? Because Barack Obama has not gotten through the majority of it. He's gotten some of his stuff taken care of, but we're seeing this large retraction by the Democratic Party going, wait a minute, if we want this house in 2 years, if we want to keep the White House, we're going to have to do something. So all of a sudden you see Mary Landrieu down in Louisiana, she's fighting for her life, saying, you know what, I'm going to introduce a new bill with Obamacare that says if you're still on your private insurance, you can keep on your private insurance. You don't have to go into the public exchange, which is basically going to kill Obamacare because obviously the people still on their private exchanges are the healthy folks, the ones that are young, the ones that are going to, you know, they need to pay into Obamacare. So if I can still keep my insurance, it's all you're going to have is the old, the sick, and the poor that's on there right now because those are the only ones that got it so far. You go Keystone Pipeline. All of a sudden you hear these Democrats, the House is going to vote on Keystone. Here's the problem with this, and I think they're mainly doing this as a political move to help save Mary Landrieu down in Louisiana. what type of Keystone bill are they putting forward? That's what we need to watch the details on, because if the Democrats are sitting there and pushing it, you know they've twisted it. And they're going to make it to be a, possibly some version of Keystone that we don't like. And so then when the Republicans vote against it, they're going to go, see, the Republicans don't want Keystone. But I'm sure they'll put some little pork or some sort of twist in there that will be sure to screw the basic everyday American, that the main reason why we need Keystone. So those are the things we're going to be watching over the next 2 years, this president and the Democrats do, as they try to renegotiate their chessboard.
Senator Scotty Neil Hughes, who is the news director for Tea Party News Network, as well as author of the book Roar, The New Conservative Woman Speaks Out, ScottyNeilHughes.com or Roar.Loud, RoarLoud.com on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, didn't we just get a look at what Obama style, for lack of a better word, style is going to be for the next 2 years with the end run, as if executive orders isn't enough for him to do an end run around the law in Congress. Now he does treaties with China about energy reduction, where we do the reducing and China gets to do the growing.
Isn't that great? You know, China is a whole beast right now. And they've kind of been like, you know, because you go, they're communists. They have to be worse than America. Well, here's the thing. China is more of a capitalist system than America is. Because in China, they sit there and they're encouraging capitalism. They're encouraging business. Now, the problem is they're encouraging their folks to make money at any cost. And that might, they don't care about human rights. They don't care about putting kids to work at 3 years old, 4 years old, 9 years old, taking them out of school. They're all about, let's make as much money as we can because money is power. That can be dangerous, but it's working for them. Here in America, we have built a system with our entitlements that go against capitalism. We don't motivate our folks to work. In fact, we motivate them to stay home. Do you know in Hawaii, you can collect up to $30 an hour on government benefits and not work a single minute? That's the problem with America versus China. And when you sit there, and I can't believe President Obama did what he did with China, to be honest with you, because the truth is, you know, they're going, oh, well, the Chinese will never be as great as America. Hate to break it to you folks, the Chinese own the majority of America right now. They're owing our $18 trillion in debt. You want to sit there and say why those of us in the conservative movement like yourself are screaming about $18 trillion of debt that we know of? It's because China owns the majority of it. And what happens when they call that bill and we can't pay for it? What do we give them? California? New Jersey? Florida? What do we give them?
Well, I could do without California. That way, I can get that beachfront property in Las Vegas before the before the value goes up.
As long as I get Harry Reid with it.
Okay. I'm good with that too. I'm waiting for Donald Trump because he's been one of the few political / personalities that have been really hammering against China, and he's been relatively silent so far with this treaty. I guess they must have really had to sedate him when he heard about this one.
They probably did, but you also have to remember Donald Trump, and I'm a huge Donald Trump fan, which people laugh at me all the time. I'm like, no, he's not just a celebrity. He's actually a very keen businessman. I imagine Donald has some sort of deals with the Chinese. You know, when it comes down to it, it's all about money.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's having to watch his own personal businesses very much so on this issue. But the truth of the matter is that we as Americans have to sit there and be very weary of anything we're doing in China. I mean, let's look at how much they've insulted America with President Obama being over there. The day he lands, they introduced this new big jet fighter that looks just like ours, has the technology just like ours, and they said they did it all on their own without any help from the Americans. I mean, they are trying to basically replicate us, and the problem is they have more money than we do. And if you think money controls politics in the United States, look at the global economy right now.
Oh, no, that's true. That's true. A lot of people forget back in the 90s how China pretty much took a sump pump to a lot of U.S. intelligence, some spying, some surrendering by the Clinton administration of tech and information. And they're communists are patient. They're evil, but they're patient, and they're enjoying the payoff for all that stuff now.
No, you're completely correct. And, you know, we're sitting here and we talked about, along with all those wonderful things that I'm honored to be a part of, TPNN, I've also joined Fox Business and Making Money with Charles Payne every night, 6 p.m. Eastern. So please tune in. As what the whole reason they brought me on was to try to take the dealings within the Beltway of D.C., how it affects Wall Street, and more importantly, how does it affect Main Street? And how is Main Street being affected because of Wall Street and the decisions being made in D.C.? And the other day we had Alibaba CEO came out, and he talked about, oh, he felt so burdened being rich, and he hated being rich. Their stocks dropped, had the worst day since they've gone public. But the truth of it is, what he did say is that what a powerful is. And anybody that doesn't know Alibaba, go look it up and see how powerful these guys are as they are becoming more and more owning businesses here within the United States. Asian companies are coming in and they're buying up the majority of stocks within our market. And we really have to watch that because, like I said, these guys, you pointed out perfectly, they're patient. They are extremely patient. And that's what we have to sit here and look at.
Yeah, just like social terrorists and radical Islam are patient people when they want to do death and killing, the economical terrorists, which I call China because of the way they operate, they're very patient as well, and they can overtake an economy. And before you know it, it'll not be a pleasant picture for the future of a country that was supposed to be an eternal superpower and is now being rivaled. So, and if you look at the flow chart and the graph of which country is going on that chart, again, not a pretty picture. But what Scotty does with her writing, with her work, with her dedication to not just causes of personal freedom and liberty, but to make you aware more politically of what is going on and what you need to do to speak up and speak out about. ScottyNellHughes.com, RoarLoud.com. If you want to learn more about her new book, Roar, The New Conservative Woman Speaks Out, and this one certainly does. Scotty Nell Hughes, thanks as always for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, and anything I can ever do for you. And thank you for all that you do.